Larry Budmeier describes himself as a recovering journalist and foundationist, a true Floridian, and a come-here Virginian. Meyer is a former editor and executive at my alma mater, the Miami Herald, and was a vice president and secretary of the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. He's a graduate of the Missouri School of Journalism and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He and his wife live in Rappahannock County, Virginia, and Miami. Today, we'll speak with him about his first novel, Mother Fracker. Welcome, Larry Bud, and thanks for joining us today on the Book Report.
Thanks, Elaine.
Well, you were trained as a journalist, so why this foray into fiction?
Well, I loved working as a journalist, the pursuit of facts and the truth. I did that for 20 years. I transitioned to work for a major foundation where the communications work was more about explaining and describing an agenda with purpose. And for a foundation, it's a good purpose. So we did good work. But it was different. It was, you know, propaganda. And the work that I did was the public relations work. People call that flacking, and I accept that as well. So as I moved on to a new chapter writing fiction, I drew on both of those disciplines, they've been very beneficial backgrounds for new work in fiction. And in short form, I described that transition going from fact to flack to frack.
Well, that's a very good progression. Now, your main character is Tippecanoe Tyler, a retired environmental journalist. Can we assume he's based on you?
No, and thanks for asking. That is a widespread assumption, but while my career was in journalism and while I set Tip Tyler as an environmental journalist in the Miami Herald newsroom where I did work, I was an editor and an executive, and I worked with other reporters but was never a reporter at the Herald. Nor was environmental journalism necessarily my strength. I, as I invented the character Tip Tyler, I wanted to combine my interests in the environment and my background in journalism into a protagonist who had a background in environmental journalism.
For those of us who are a little fuzzy about it, what is fracking exactly and why is it so controversial?
Fracking is a short-term word for hydraulic fracturing, a technique that's been used for 60 years by the oil and gas industry. It's newly popular because new technology, improved technology, allows oil drillers and gas drillers to go far deeper than they ever did before, sometimes a mile or two below the surface, to areas called shale plays. You might have heard of the Marcellus Shale, the Barnett Shale, or the Bakken Shale field in spread across the United States. And the fracking technique involves pumping millions of gallons of water, sand to prop up the cracks that the water creates, and undisclosed chemicals down below the surface to pump out new sources of natural gas. So these fracked wells bring up natural gas to the surface, and fracking is has spread widely across the United States in the last two or three years, and it's created dramatic changes for America and its energy use. Most of it good. Natural gas is better than coal. It burns cleaner, generally. It has provided a lot of wealth for landowners who have provided the leases to the industry. It's created jobs. And you'll see a lot of advertising, or hear it on television and radio and print, touting the dramatic success of fracking. And I don't deny that. But fracking brings with it lots of risk that I don't believe the industry really addresses, or that Americans are really aware of. The threat that fracking could poison the water that we drink, because the pipes that they use have to be drilled through the aquifer. And as the technique of fracking brings natural gas to the surface, it also stands the chance that it could poison our drinking water supplies. Fracking also brings up a lot of methane that has to be captured at the well surface, and oftentimes is not. So that has consequences for global warming. And another aspect of fracking that I address in the book is the fact that a lot of that water that goes down the pipe comes back up, as much as 30% of it. And it needs, it's a saline spent water. It has those chemicals that it went down with, plus new ones that it captured in the shale layer. And the industry has to find some place to put that water. They can't process it through water recycling plants, so they have to truck it off to different sites for disposal. And that frack water has a lot of consequences. If they put it into big borrow pits or ponds, it can evaporate into the atmosphere. The trucks can and have crashed. And the other interesting wrinkle is that, for example, in Pennsylvania, the trucks carrying frack water from Pennsylvania to Ohio pumped that spent water, frack water, down the Ohio wells, and guess what? It causes earthquakes. It's been proven by scientists that the disposal of frack water causes man-made earthquakes.
We're speaking with Larry Budmeier on the Book Report.
A number of studies have now come out that have raised questions. One from the University of Colorado recently showed that families living near fracked wells have a 30% higher chance that there would be birth defects in children born nearby.
And is Washington doing any kind of oversight?
This is a classic case of states' rights trumping federal government. It turns out that fracking is regulated by states. So as fracking has moved from state to state, it falls to the legislatures to come up with the practices, the regulations, and reforms.
You've done a great job of presenting the science, but without stopping the storyline. It is kind of an adventure thriller. How did you master that technique?
Well, thanks for the compliment. I wanted to make sure that the story was a good, quick, fast read. I wanted to infuse the storyline with humor. I wanted to make Rappahannock County, Virginia, where the story is set, a star. I wanted to make it an actual character. So it's a cautionary tale.
Right.
And I wanted to invent characters that will move with me through a whole series of environmental novels set in Rappahannock County, with each new environmental threat bringing Tip Tyler and his friends and family back into the effort to beat back the environmental threat.
Well, I have to tell the readers that I love Tip, and I'm very glad he'll be back with more adventures. Larry Budd, thank you so much for joining us today.
Elaine, thank you, and I really admire the show and hope that you attract new listeners week after week.
All right. I love the book.
Okay, thanks.
All righty. Bye now.
Bye.